This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. And here we are once again. It's your man, G-Man, the ad man. It's another Wednesday. We're hanging out. It's been another beautiful week of advertising. I'm going to start by... Wait, maybe trying for two triumphing right now. Yeah, it's been another beautiful week of advertising. A lot of brand new ads that we saw. I'm not going to talk about the ones that made me cringe, because like I said, this is not the platform for that kind of thing. Because like we say on the show all the time, bad ads happen to good people all the time. So we're not going to point fingers. Anyhow, today is a very beautiful day. It is a very beautiful day because first of all, it is my mother's birthday. Hold on. I hope she's listening. It is my mother's birthday. So happy birthday to my momsies. And it also happens to be Nomza Mombatha's birthday. I don't know why I know that, but I just do. And most importantly, it is a very, very, very beautiful day in the studio. I don't think the studio has been this pretty. And I walk in here every now and then for meetings to pick up things, you know, but I actually don't think I've ever seen so much beautiful black excellence all at once in the studio. It is essentially like I'm not even going to say too much of the fluff stuff, you know. So there've been pitches going on. I'm not going to talk about that. Some more people have moved to other agencies. I'm not going to talk about that either. I'm going to head straight into this because I don't want to waste time with the four amazing women I've got in the studio with me today. Now, advertising, you know, I don't think we present ourselves well in the gender game, but I don't want to start fires yet. You know, I'm gonna start this one real slow, but I've got four amazing women with me in the studio today, and I want you guys to engage with these women. I will tell you how you're going to engage with said women in a little bit, but I'm flummoxed. I've never been this nervous. Normally this place is full of guys and it's just yeah. But let me start right here. Right. When I say right here, you can't see my hands, but I'm gonna start right here. Right. So, for those of you who've been in the game for a little bit, right? You see, it's very rude to say how long you might have had to be in the game, to know my first guest, beautiful lady of creative excellence. One of the people that when I got into the game was one of the people that I looked up to, and one of the people that welcomed me into the game and made it feel like it's going to be okay. And has continued to do amazing things, both here and in other countries. But I'm gonna let her tell you about that. But my first guest is Judith Mufutsanyan. Hello, Judith.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm alright. Thank you for that awesome intro. It makes me sound like I've got gravitas.
No. I think you do. You have absolute gravitas. How have you been, Judith? I mean, tell us. How have you been? What have you been up to? What's Judith up to right now?
Right now, currently as we speak, I'm at OpenCo. So I'm a creative director and I work on the SABC account.
Hello.
OpenCo, which is part of the TBWA group. And before then, geez, I freelanced and then I also went and worked in Gabon.
Yes, that's the part I wanted you to get to. Oh, what okay. were you doing in Gabon? What was that like? Yeah.
So what happened was, I had been in advertising, like you said, for a while, and I felt that I wanted something different. Being at yo, you know, like I was just like, Nkatele advertising in South Africa, like Nzwile. Like,
never anything.
Nkatele,
yeah.
And I want to see, and I've always just been very passionate about Africa.
Right.
Always, like, Jay. I've always like gone, guys, Jay. Like, we're here at the bottom, and I'm as Nick, seeing Jay, I'm a blank slate, and Funuwaz, I want to see
that's
that.
That's right.
And I basically put the word out there to everybody that I knew, and I said, guys, I want to work somewhere else in Africa. So yeah. If you know anybody, know anything, hook me up.
How does anyone even get a job in Gabon? Like, who do you call in Gabon?
Guys,
who
you know, Gabon? It's Africa, guys. Africa, the rest of Africa, Jay. Even us, just Africa is just wonderful. Yeah. Things happen, and. Like, the most awesome thing about it was I honestly just, like, put my feelings out there, told people, hey, guys, I'm looking, I'm searching.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine went to some conference, and in the conference, they were looking for people in Gabon, and he was like, you know, you've been saying you're looking. Guess what? Something has come up and they're looking for somebody. Are you interested? I'm there.
And how long were you out there?
I was there for 3 years.
That is amazing.
And I went there and I was there for 3 years. I learned French.
Hello.
Yeah. So I arrived and I'd get into meetings and I'd come out with a headache. Then I was looking at my team, like hecticness. And literally, yeah, and I learned French. I learned how just wonderful and like just so full of everything that I could possibly have never even imagined as Africans that we are. And I just like, I had an awesome time.
That is so dope. Like, that is so dope. Oh. Thank you, Judith. Right? I planned all of that. And then over here, like once again, you don't know where I'm pointing to. I've got a team actually, but I'm gonna speak about them one by one. I've got Nkabiseng Mutau, one of the people I've had the beautiful pleasure of working with in my previous existence at another agency. I'm just gonna call it FCB for now. One of the most talented people I've ever had the pleasure of coming across. And she's also up to a whole bunch of stuff, right? And in fact, you know what I'm doing? I'm also gonna tell you about the lady who's sitting right next to her, because they're also doing a whole bunch of stuff together, right? And I want them to tell you exactly what it is. So right next to her, and I think they've been a team since college.
Yeah.
Right? So Mukundi and Khabiseng have been a team since the 90s.
We were not in college in the 90s. We were in primary
school. No, I kid. but these two ladies are responsible for some of the advertising that you and I love. They've done amazing things. The magnitude of some of the work that they've done, like some people are going to be born, start in advertising and leave it without even come to some of the stuff that these ladies have done. And they've actually up to other stuff right now. So ladies and gentlemen, I give you Nkabiseng and Mukundi.
Hi.
Wait, hold on. I think you guys deserve the horn. Tizzle. How you ladies doing?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very good. I've been trying to get these ladies on the show for a while now, but being in demand is a tough thing, guys. You know, and the ladies are busy. What have you guys been up to? Tell me what you guys have been doing. What have you guys been up to?
Well, in order of chronology.
Hello, chronology. First thing in the morning.
Firstly, we were freelancing, so we left FCB, which was really, really awesome. And then we went to go freelance because we wanted to be like free little birds.
Right.
That was cool as well.
Yep.
And then we decided to stop freelancing and do our own thing and get serious about this creative game.
What does our own thing mean? Does it mean you guys have your own shop?
Yeah, we have our own. It's the two of us in the shop.
Two
people in this shop.
So tell us about the shop. Because last time I spoke to you guys were freelancing. So let us know. I feel like we're all discovering things together. Yeah.
This is an exclusive.
So. Hello, another G-Man, the Ed Man exclusive. I told you guys the show is crazy. Yeah.
Okay, Mukundi and I started our own company. It's called Think Creative Hub.
Hello.
And we've been doing some stuff independently. We've got some sort of small scale clients that are doing like really amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I shared a piece of work with you yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, you shared it with me. Tell the guys.
I'm about to talk about it. It's for a brand called Galax Boy.
Right.
The ad is called Start Something. It's on YouTube if you want to go and look at it.
That's what's up.
Basically, they're like a youth apparel brand, and they wanted to kind of encapsulate the ethos of the youth. And right now in South Africa, it feels like everybody's on the brink of wanting to start something.
Right.
Youth like wants a little bit more than like the formulaic jobs that maybe the previous generation came out of. So there's that itch to do something more. So
I think that is so true. I feel like everyone now, like there's this palpable energy of people just going,
like fantastic.
We need to do like brand new stuff. I think that's really, really cool. So is it like a spree, this place, this brand?
No, it's not like a spree, because they only house their own brand.
Got you.
They've got a shop in Pretoria in Hatfield. That's where they started out.
Is that where you're from?
Yes. PTA, stand up though.
Pretoria, please.
Anyway, so they wanted to do something bigger because they now have an online store. So they ship to the rest of the country, the rest of the continent as well.
Yep.
So now it was time for them to actually tell people who they are. So we created the spot. I feel like Mukundi's not saying anything.
I was about to say, is this dynamic still exactly the same as I remember? Is Mukundi still the mouth? Mkondi, tell us what you've been up to. What have you been doing that's been dope when Khabiseng's not talking?
She's a puppet master controlling the
She runs shit.
Like, hoping you're getting into it by right.
Boom.
So, Creative Hub, right? We do anything creative.
Yeah.
Like, when we got into the game, you get inspiration from, like, everything in the world, not
right.
just advertising, not
yeah.
just, yeah. We got inspiration from film, from, like, musicians, from artists.
That's right.
And because we love the game so much, we didn't want to just, like, keep it in advertising. We wanted to expand our horizons, and
yeah.
we thought about things that we can work on as well. Like,
yeah. I want you guys to know something.
Yeah?
Mkondi is exactly what you think she sounds like. She's like a tiny little gangster. She says she calls it the game. Right? Yeah, so she's exactly what you imagine her to be. We'll post some pictures in a little bit. You see exactly what she's like. She's like a dainty gangster. You'll see. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh my goodness, I forgot my adult voice. Sorry about that. So yeah, we're working on solving creative solutions, not just like in advertising.
Yeah.
We're also thinking about how we can work on the water crisis we have right now.
Right.
So finding solutions for all
that is
that
so
kind
dope.
Of stuff.
That is yeah. so dope. It's like, you know, like there was a time when the comedian guys were here, Donovan, and them, they were saying, you know, the crazy thing is that like advertising people are like probably some of the smartest people who think that all they do is make ads, right? And we are actually able to come up with business solutions and just come up with life solutions.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that. Yeah. You know, there's a creative thinking about the solution for the water crisis. I think that's really, really dope. So what, the Creative Hub, right?
Yes.
Right. Guys, you heard that. Whether you have a problem with, you know, anything. Hit the ladies up. But yeah, very good to have you guys on the show. We're gonna talk a lot. Right? We're gonna fill this hour with a lot.
Okay.
And then over here, once again, here. I think I'm gonna tell you what on the internet says about this lady, right? It says creative CEO, strategic CMO, non-exec board member,
yeah.
speaker, mentor, media commentator, cultural creative, right? Now, I want to know something. Now, what is it that you cannot do? How are you, lady?
I am good. How are you?
I am so,
Don't
so good.
Don't believe the internet.
Guys, if it's on the internet, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. Like Pokemon Go,
yes.
It was on the internet, it's real now.
No, it's real.
It is so lovely to have you on the show, lady. But you are also very familiar with these surroundings, right? I've heard you've been on one or two shows out here. How have you been? What are you up to right now?
Trying to stay out of trouble, which is the first thing.
Great start.
My mother's great relief. But firstly, I should say, it is fantastic being in this room with
right?
these amazing
right.
babies.
Right.
Oh my goodness. You don't understand.
I'm literally bumbling as well.
Like I could jiggy all day, but we don't have all day. Yeah. So I love them. These two know that I love them. I mean,
yeah.
My greatest regret is not hiring them. My
oh, hello.
Greatest joy is not hiring them. Because they're still in my life. So I'm happy about their success. That other gangster over there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. She's the reason why I can't say I'm 21.
So you and Judith go way back? Yeah, is
no,
it?
We know each other.
Is it radio friendly? Can
think,
you tell us?
This is before my Diva got out of prison.
Hey, man. Guys, once again, G-Man the ad man. We will give you pre-94 creatives. It's not me. It was like, hello, who said this? Yeah. No, but give us an idea, Sizagele, of what you're up to right now. What is it that you are doing like right now? What's Sizagele up to? Like, what did I pull you out of today?
You pulled me out of a meeting with a guy who's doing amazing stuff.
Yeah.
He doubts that he can save the world, and I've just told him he can.
Right.
Because he literally just goes into businesses and says, "Your ish isn't together." And I'll show you how you can fix it.
Yeah.
And he solves for big ICT companies, right?
Yeah.
But it's just one dude. What I love about it is that it reverses this idea that to be effective, you need to be a corporation.
Right.
And to be a corporation, you must have an office.
Right. Exactly, you know, what the ladies were just saying now.
All this
yeah.
other stuff. Like, it's just so 1963. So what I'm loving is working with people who recognize that the power of ideation starts in your cup.
That's right.
So when somebody says, "Can I come to your office?" You go, "It's here." And you know that they're old-fashioned when they're asking to see your office.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And you know you should resign
them. To see someone at reception.
No, but also you must resign them because tomorrow they'll be asking you for the tea lady and the garden person. You must just leave them. So what I'm doing is running still Moonchild, cross-cultural brand agency.
Right.
And when I say cross-cultural, I have to explain. It's not like bare-breasted Zulu maidens. You know, it's like understanding culture.
Damn it! yeah. No, but tell us, what is it about?
So it is about just helping our clients understand that we've dealt with IQ before and EQ.
Yeah.
And we're arguing that there's a thing called CQ, like the cultural quotient. Hello. If you don't understand culture, there's a beat you're missing.
Right.
Because you're going to have... So let's give you an example. Mm. When I started work, with 2 degrees, 3,500 rand at that agency that used to be on Vieira Road West. my mom says
Calm down. So I have my finger on the button. When you start saying stuff like that. Yeah.
No, but very quick. So my mother says to me, the first thing you must do is take out life policy. I'm 23. What am I doing with a life insurance policy? But that's the essence of culture.
Yeah.
Is that intellectually, it did make sense. Emotionally, it resonated because that's what your mother tells you. But culturally, that's where she comes from.
That's
because
right.
She grew up in an era where they weren't being sold unit trusts and investment instruments.
This is true.
It was, you will buy a life police.
Life police.
So I try and help my clients understand the choices we make that have nothing to do with
IQ. That is so
IQ
amazing. It's like that thing where if you ever told, and you guys just went, the girls just went through starting their own business. Have you ever told your parents that you're quitting your job?
Oh my God.
It's the worst thing in the world. And I think it's one of those cultural quotient things as well, where you go and you say, I'm leaving this place. And they go, hey, Marabao, talk with me. Like, why would you leave? And they still call agencies family. You know, they don't care what you do. So I understand exactly what you mean. So there's a lot of education that needs to happen in that space.
But also, people have to be willing to learn.
Right.
You see, because here's the thing. It's like an obese person. You keep saying, lose weight. They won't until they go to a picnic. They sit on a chair and it crumbles. Then they go, okay, I have to get my ish together. So what you want to do is have conversations with the willing. Because you can't preach to people who want to be converted.
So are these the examples you're going to keep making throughout this entire show? I don't know how to deal with that. Like, what do I do now? Do I move on from you? Do I never come back to you now?
Will I hear more examples?
It's like, I'm scared to ask now.
No, you move on to the other ladies and I'll recover.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so once again, on that note, I mean, I have four amazing women as you might have heard up until now. Give us a phone call. Ask the ladies whatever you want to ask about anything that they've said up until now. I mean, we're going to delve right now. In a little bit, we're going to delve into it. So give us a phone call on 0861-555-189 or hit me up on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, on Facebook CliffCentral, on WeChat CliffCentral. Or you can actually just hit me up straight at Black Simmons, at BLAXEM. Or you can hit Zah up at
Z Diva.
That's right. And you could... So Judith and Mugondi don't have Twitter. Let's not judge them, right? So you can hit Nkabi Seng up as well.
Yeah.
At
Nkabi _ Madao.
That's right. So hit us up. Ask the ladies whatever you want to ask them. And when we come back, you know, I want to... You see, the show for me is very important for people who are not in the game, right? To understand that, most importantly, everyone from whatever corner of South Africa and whatever background you come from, it has a place in this game, you know? And when we come back, I'm gonna chat to the ladies about, you know, who is Sizakele? Who is Mugondi? Who is Nkabi Seng? Who is Judith, right? But very briefly, because the hour flies by, like I always say, just so you get a sense that you know, over and above them being amazing women, there are women just like some of you women out there right now who've thought about getting into the game, who've thought about doing amazing things in the game, and I'm hoping that we get to inspire you guys when the ladies come back. So the truth is, this song makes me nervous,
mm-hmm.
Right? When I get to play it, you'll see what I mean by it. It makes me nervous because Beyonce has done something to the ladies, right? And I like when women say, let's get into formation.
Yeah.
Nah? Guys, what are you formating, guys? Like before we go to the song, right? Tell me your understanding of like, are you guys starting a thing that we should be scared of? Right? Should we be worried? I'm saying, let's start with you actually. What do you think this track is about?
I thought she was saying let's get information.
As in let's get learned.
I really, that's what I thought she was saying.
Yeah.
We're getting information, and whoever is not with us,
yeah,
step aside.
Hey man. Is that what's going on? Are you guys stepping us, telling us to step aside?
No, this isn't news. Just that you're finally paying attention.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I actually decided I'm not gonna play this song. Actually, because I don't actually think I wanna waste 4 or 5 minutes because I don't actually, I think I might run out of time, and I don't wanna run out of time with you guys. We have a lot to talk about. So ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna carry on. I'm just gonna chat with the ladies, and I'll start once again with Judith, right? So Judith, tell me this, right? Where's your hood? Where are you from? And where did advertising dig you out of?
Oh, as in ekhaya.
Yeah.
So Nkululezola, like as in
Come Zambi.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
So Nkululezola
and Zambia stand up.
And Benhlale Dlamini when I started advertising.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I went to college and I studied animation, 3D animation.
Right.
And as I was studying 3D animation, with you know how people go for internships and whatever, and
yeah,
some people always know where to go and whatever, and then there's
Jay,
about
Yeah.
But I went, then some guys at work were talking about like advertising, this advertising agency. And I heard about TBWA Hunt Lascaras, and
that's it.
I started finding out about it, and everybody was like, oh, this is like the hottest place to be, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I went, when I got to Hunt Lascaras, there were two ladies that were actually in the team, and they interviewed me, and I met them, literally, Ntemangena, Nati Yolaba, Nzosebenzana, were like, honestly, like, I met these women, it was, and I just fell in love with them. Like Marika, who was awesome, she was the art director, and she was like, she was an awesome artist as well.
Right.
So they sat in a room with me. They said to me, okay, so we're looking at your portfolio, but you've got nothing that said like advertising because you've done 3D animation, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so if you want to work, basically go.
You know the animation in the 90s?
Yeah.
That's intense. No, that is dope.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then I met them, and they literally said to me, listen, we like you, we like your energy, but we don't have anything that says we can't even judge your advertising skills. So basically go away, come up with ads, tell us which ads you like, which you don't like, come up with ideas, and then we'll see whenever you want. Okay, I went home, came up with ads. Well, I've never watched, so like I watched ads, I wrote down which ones I like, I was doing like a whole thesis meeting, came up with 1,000 ideas, and then we called them back like 2 weeks later and said, guys, I'm back. And they said, yeah, you're back. I said, yes, I'm in reception. When they opened up, I had all these things, I had ideas, I had all this. I was like, so I've decided I don't like this ad because of this, I love this one because of that, blah 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 blah. And they were like, so when do you start? I was like, I want to start now. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. I said, payment, whatever. Like,
yeah.
And then I started, and that's basically,
that is so
dope. I've been in advertising ever since.
That is so dope. And I mean, there's, I mean, the work that you've done ever since then, ever since you come up in the game, I mean, it bears testament to your skills. Okay, wait. That song is on now, right? I'm just going to let it play and we'll chat. And it came on just in time for Kabi Singh, because I want to ask Kabi Singh some things as well. Right, exactly. Right. So I've actually got a tweet from somebody called Don Zeddy. I'm always I wonder how people choose their names on Twitter. And I guess I'm also like I can't judge because I'm the one who calls himself Black Sim, right? but this so Don Zeddy at Yenani says, Kabi Singh Motau, as for Mukondi being called the dainty gangster, I love it. Right? And then she says, please ask Kabi Singh Motau and Mukondi if they just want to do ratchet shit with their friends. Right? And then she continues to say,
but
this is the best part though. And then she continues to say, also, please tell them that they're the best people I've ever met in the industry, kicking ass and taking names. That is so dope. That is so dope. I mean that's hot shit. That's hot shit. You guys know who this person is?
Yeah, we know. It's Yenani. She is like a talented young writer.
So yeah.
When we were at FCB,
We started this WhatsApp group for all the ladies.
Yeah.
That I'm sure you didn't know about because.
But I think I was gone then. Oh.
Yeah, but we started a WhatsApp group for all the ladies to like chat, share ideas, support each other. And
yeah.
All of that. And then we became friends as well. So that's Yenani. She's a good friend of ours.
That is amazing. It sounds like you guys have inspired her in a lot of ways. And but isn't there a lot of pressure that comes with that? Like you guys have been in the traditional sense of the game, you know? It's like you guys have been here in the game for not a very long time.
Yeah, what
isn't there pressure that comes with you know, people look up to you guys now? I mean, if you guys don't know, Nkabisanga Mokoni did that iconic Coca-Cola ad that went on to get not only just flighted all around Africa. It went on to be flighted in 90 some odd countries around the world. So what you guys don't understand is this, right? What that means is, there were Russians, right, who were shooting the ad that these ladies came up with, and it literally was probably the ad that went around the world the most in the past 20 or 30 years in Coca-Cola's in the time of Coca-Cola. So when people say things like you know, they're kicking ass and taking names. I mean, it's not a metaphor for anything. It's not a metaphor for anything. They literally are. But tell me then. I mean, let's start with you then, Mukondi. Where is Mukondi from? Like, you know, where are the other people listening on the internet? Man? Where are they listening? Going, I know that girl.
Yo, you have the whole of South Africa. You have Venda, you have Polokwane, you have Diepkloof.
That's dope.
Yeah, we moved around a lot, but those are the three main homes.
Yeah.
And
you went to Vega, right?
Yes, I went to Vega. I actually met Nkabiseng in Pro Arte.
She was about to deny our entire
Pro Arte Alpen High School. She followed me to Vega.
What do you mean followed you?
I'm kidding.
What about creepy is that?
Started together at Vega, and then we became a team there. I wasn't sure I wanted to actually get into advertising. I was like, I want to start my own business. And my dad was like, yeah, you can do it.
So this whole entrepreneur thing has always been your thing then?
It's always been, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it always has. And then Nkabiseng was like, no, let's try Ogilvy just for a little bit, and then we'll do our own thing.
Yeah.
It became 5.5 years. Like, okay, it's time now. But it really wasn't an ego thing. It was just like we wanted to follow our other passions.
Right.
And that's what we're doing right now.
That is so dope. Yeah. That is so dope. So I think, you know, when partnerships go from all the way in school, you know, there comes a time when you just kind of go, right? Have you guys ever gotten the sense that and maybe that's because that's exactly why you guys went and started your own thing, right? So you know you can recruit other people so you don't get to see Nkabiseng all the time, right?
But
do you guys and I guess it's a thing that happens with most teams, right? Don't you guys ever get the sense that maybe now I want to get someone else's perspective, Nkabiseng?
No, we don't like other teams.
And that is politics. should we ask Mugoni to leave the room? You want to ask her?
No, really, we never felt the need to work with other people.
Yeah.
Of course, outside perspective is always fun. And when you work collaboratively with like bigger groups of people, you get to explore other places you haven't been. But I find that we have a really good dynamic.
That's really dope.
Yeah, like it's like a back and forth that works really well for us. So.
No, but I mean, we joke about it. But for me, I think it's very important that your partner is your friend.
Yeah.
Because you guys, you go through a lot of emotions, you know. For those of you who don't know, like when you're a team, art director, a copywriter, or whatever the roles are, actually, there comes a time when you kind of go, am I kidding the team? You know, or you get this complex, is she kidding the team? You know what I mean? Am I being carried here? So I think being friends is a very, very important part. So where are you from, Nkabiseng? Tell us.
I'm also from a couple of places, but I'm Ndebele, so I'm from the Ndebele area.
Right.
So Witbank, I grew up in Witbank. My grandmother lived there for a little while. She also lived in Ndebele. I went to school in Bronkhorstspruit for a little while, and then
that's where the monks are, right?
Yeah, I was at the bank with some monks the other day when I was there.
Okay, but we digress. Yeah.
And then Pretoria as well. My parents live in Pretoria, right?
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
That's really dope. So Pretoria, please, guys, we need you guys to come out here. Let's make some ads where you guys talk the thing that you guys speak out there. we need you guys to come out here, you know, and let's make some ads, because I mean the ladies are doing big things and they're from your hood. So here's the question I have for you, Zab, right? Have you ever worked, because you denounced the whole I don't want to work for, you know? Have you ever been in a formal kind of agency-esque environment, and how is that where you started, and how did that lead you to where you are right now?
I started at a formal ad agency environment back in the 90s.
On Vieira Road.
On Vieira Road, yes. But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I worked on South Africa's first democratic election campaign.
Oh, hello. Yes. Oh, hello.
So I know many of our ministers when they had... I can't say that now because you're going to
I won't.
But they had their own natural black hair.
Boom.
Times have changed. But the beauty of that time... But
that's nice trouble, right?
This voice is because I'm going to put on her dark voice.
What voice is that?
This is my Vessel Road War. But the beauty of that moment is, I, you know, when you're young and you're part of history,
yeah,
you don't know it. And when you're much older, you can look back,
yeah,
to the pictures you collected,
that's
and you
right.
realize that the most important thing you can do in your life is just pay attention. And which is what I wish someone had said to me when I started
right.
this game. Like, just pay attention.
Wow. Wow, you know? That is dope.
Yeah, and I didn't. Because, you know, like, you're chewing stuff because you get into
yeah.
it. You know, it's not about nourishing your body. It's just yeah. about, let's get to the next meal. Let's get to the, is there buffet?
Yes,
let's get
yes,
to the
yes,
next
yes.
ride. And I wish somebody had said that. So, I started at Hunt's many years ago okay. and moved from
is
there.
That, is that where Judith and you go back?
No,
no,
our journey,
met, yeah,
oh, ours
actually.
Is an African yeah. connection. Judith
yeah?
and I connected at South Africa's first black-owned and black-managed agency called Herd
Boys. Herd Boys, stand
Herd
up.
Herd Boys, started.
Yeah. Stand up.
And it's important to say that it started before BEE, okay? It's important. Like, history must be told.
Yeah.
Accurately, so that
way,
if you're writing it down, dear Edland listening out there, oh. let's just get the
get it accurate.
Correct. Yeah.
And also, I mean, you said you worked with the comrades when yeah. they were not BE comrades.
Yeah, when people, do you know what? When you look, and also because we hadn't known what
was going to transpire,
freedom is,
yeah.
what people looked like.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't know what Mandela looked like.
Yeah.
You know. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, we are
wow.
a generation.
Exactly.
You're
yeah. like, hey, show him a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the
yeah.
man.
If you're listening out there, you should see the looks that Nkabiseng and Mukundi have right now. Because they're looking at Judith and God going, there are people who really know what Mandela looks like.
People who lived then when he was still in prison. Like,
yeah, millennials, guys. Millennials.
Part of our story.
Yeah.
The other that's thing that we do on the team and the admin, guys, we educate. and Mokoni and Khabisa just went through just a piece of education. And so tell us, so what happened after Hans?
So that journey took me to Network, Herd Boys, Grey,
yeah.
Grey, SA Tourism Life.
Yeah, right.
So essentially, if I'm not solving creative problems
yeah.
inside an agency, I'm doing it on my own.
Right.
And that's just been my journey. And of course, those two worlds are totally different.
Yeah.
What's great about being independent is that you can pick and choose.
Yeah.
What's great about being in a structure is that you don't have to worry about a paycheck.
Mm.
You
Hello.
Know, there's a give and take.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
But the joy of being self-authoring trumps
yeah.
the guarantee of a paycheck.
And but at what point did you go, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to go run this thing by my damn self. I'm tired of HR. I'm tired of somebody telling me how they think this thing should be done. At what point did you go? Was there a thing, or did you just arrive at a time?
You know, this is my towards the end of my time at SA Tourism, because I left SA Tourism to go to film school.
Oh, hello!
And everybody said, "Why would you do that? You are like the CEO of South African Tourism. You are leaving to go live like a student in New York City." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to be
New
a
York
bum
City.
At NYU. I'm going to go to Tisch, and I'm going to learn."
That's
and
dope.
I've always been a learner. Like
yeah.
I'm that kid who's always learning.
That is so dope.
And that's why I went.
That is so dope.
I dig that a lot. I also think that part of the problem is when you take your dream to somebody who's traditional in thinking, they'll show you the million ways it's going to fail.
Right.
If you
right.
take your dream to somebody who has wings, they'll show you the million ways it's going to fly. And it's
Get
important. And it's important to know where to pitch your dream.
Right. Wow. I'm shook. I love you. No, I'm very shook.
You didn't say shake
it. Yeah, no, I'm shook. I'm so shook. No, but because I mean, I think it's so important, and I mean, I happen to know that you have some kind of relationship with Mukonye and Khabiseng in a kind of a mentorship type of capacity, and I think those words are words that everyone in Adelaide needs to hear, you know, because there's a sense of there's a ceiling that a lot of people treat as a security. You know, and a lot of people need to hear words like that in order for us to just kind of go. But speaking about the energy that we spoke about earlier, I think that a lot of people are also feeling it now. They're just kind of going, guys, I'm just going to try. The worst that could happen is that it fucks out. Mm. You know what I mean? And then that's actually not that bad. When it fucks out, I'm going to start again. You know, so I think that's amazing, amazing work that you're doing. So are you saying then that SA Tourism is going to lose you forever to making another tzotzi?
No, but what I'm saying is the you're like, because everything adds up, right?
Right.
So eventually, here I am agitating, arguing with people about why their work is not culturally accurate.
Ooh.
But it takes like when somebody says to you, "Oh, why are your services so expensive? Because you are a freelancer,"
yes.
And you say, "Because it took me 20 years to give you that 5-minute answer," right?
Hello. Hello. Guys, you must know. Guys, you must know. Timo Tash is not on radio right now. Guys, I'm abusing this bad boy. I'm taking over from Timo Tash. That is amazing. Because that's a conversation that we all keep talking about. Where people say, exposure.
Mm,
yeah. Exposure. No, guys, just do it. Right? Why does it cost so much, though?
Yeah.
I love that so much. Do you guys find... No, in fact, hold on. Do this in Gabon.
Yes.
Did you find that you dealt with the exact same stuff where creatives are asked to do stuff for exposure?
Guys, in Gabon you do everything.
Is it?
It's just there's no where I worked.
Yeah.
And advertising was extremely new then. I mean,
right.
When I was in Gabon, even banking was a new thing. So
wow.
I'm basic. My first paycheck when I was in Gabon, I got paid cash. Like I got paid in an envelope. Like, and I'm good. Like, seriously, like,
you're kidding me.
And what happened? So banks coming in, things
yeah.
like loans and whatever, things that will, because here literally every, if you had to remove loans
yeah.
half of us would be living, we'd have nothing.
That's
to,
right
to show.
Yeah.
Or credit
yeah.
cards
yeah.
or whatever. Like, if you didn't have, so
yeah.
my credit cards like, were still new things.
Wow.
You were still, they were still teaching about Tukuti. Well, we're still basically showing around to the world of, guys, you can put money in a bank and then
yeah.
the bank can borrow you money. So those things were still
sure.
very, very new. So
and is that the sector that you worked in when you went down there?
Yeah, so I worked for a bank as well.
Right.
But so Basic Bank was basically one of the banks that I was starting to do. I mean, when I got there, the bank that I actually banked with, which was Eco Bank then, they started issuing my cards. And it was like the first thing, which, oh, mind you, they're giving us cards. Before, we had the signing thing,
check
the checkbooks,
yeah.
and that's how you go deposit money and get money. That's you use a checkbook. So that happened, and you know what I mean. So the world is completely different. So
yeah.
even advertising doesn't work the same as here.
Yeah.
Basically, Lapaya, I'd get a brief on a Monday. Sunday, there's a billboard that's up. Yimeng shutelo ed leo. Yimeng kete abantu kutubani. I've been a client, so I'm taking part. Like, seriously, like everything. Like, you go with client, they'll give you money, you buy wardrobe, you buy this.
That is
you cast here, you say, hey, you've got a child who's doing blah, blah. Next thing, on Saturday,
what?
The billboard is up. So the world of reference, which is what's I think the beauty of also traveling Africa and seeing
yeah.
things, is that there's so many solutions to doing things. Like, there's just not the one way. When you live in one place, you start thinking, Guti, that's the one way,
yeah.
therefore it makes it the right way. Ako right way or whatever. It's just, and Africans, I mean, I suppose, because I've traveled around Africa,
yeah.
so I can't speak of other people, but what I love about Africans and Africa is that we find solutions.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is. There's no,
yeah.
I mean, I can't do it.
Yeah. Come on, make it happen.
Nifuni concept, nifuna kusasa ipilipoti, nutikengwenze lo, utinzoyenza. And then you'll see it up and you're like, in that time, like where I came from, they never would be saying to you, you
yeah.
can't do a billboard in a week. There, it's like, in a week, I'm going to cut in 2 days.
Wow.
Like, and it's done, and it's, so, worlds
yeah.
are different, people are different, and there's solutions to actually things that people call problems.
That is
and
amazing.
It doesn't make them problems.
That's amazing. So would you say then that's also influenced the way you approach work? Well, when you came back here, that's like you kind of go, how? Oh, swago at buying. What's taking so long? Do you think that's what you've become
it's,
now?
It's influenced my entire being, like that's in cool. a way that has just made me so much richer. But even me personally as well, I look at things that I have, I look at challenges that I have, and I just I suppose I've always been very blessed with, because I think everybody has a journey and different journeys take you to different places. So also I don't confine myself into, oh, now this is this. I get that
this
is where I am and this is the solution I need to make things work right now. Yeah. And that's how I live. But also even with work, like I don't think, so I'm not a person who thinks just because you are this position, you can't do that. You can't, like, there's all these boundaries that we put to things that are actually just like false security blankets.
That's right. That's
so.
Right.
I think Ikabon for me has just made me realize that, you know, just live and just have solutions. Things come up, have a solution, move on. Comes up, so in that way.
So and I guess that's what you girls are dealing with right now as well. You know, where you kind of went from having people who do all these other things for you, who call casting agents and whatever. And I guess it's the exact same experience that Judith went through out there. Would you guys like ever consider? Or in fact, let me ask it this way: do you guys do work for any other countries outside of South Africa, and do you aspire to do that kind of thing? Let me leave it there.
Well, we definitely aspire to do work outside of South Africa. We're partnering up with a tech company which is doing something really exciting now.
Boom.
And part of the things that they'll be doing will play out in a number of African countries.
That is so dope.
So that's one opportunity that we're very excited about. Shout out to you guys. I can't talk about it yet.
Okay, you guys.
Yeah. I can't even say their name. But but we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
And we find a lot of what Judith is talking about happening when you're like a small shop. As I said, there's two people in the shop. Literally, you have to be production.
That's right.
Art buying. You've got to be everyone. Yeah. And it teaches you a lot. But it's been like incredible fun. Like running around calling cast. Uteleza, pick up your phone.
Nothing wrong, not good. Nothing wrong, not good.
That was an example. That was a shot at Uteleza. I respect the God in the north.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I mean, it sounds to me also like this entrepreneurship doesn't sound like it's for everyone. It sounds like some people will properly have heart attacks with this kind of thing. And I guess you have to grow up really, 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 really quickly then.
Yeah, you have to grow up amazingly.
Okay, so here's the thing that has bugged me ever since I got into the game, right? I think the game, Mkoli, the female quotient on its own. Nah, is a thing that I think bothers all of us, right? Because I remember being in college and hearing a story about some leader of some agency saying, hiring creatives who are women is a problem because they need to take maternity leave.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, it was funny at the time, but when you actually think about it, it's actually such bullshit, you know? And I also guess that's why we end up with the advertising that we have right now, right? Where the representation, and I'm not saying it necessarily takes a female to make an Adidas girls ad, but I do think that there's so much that we're missing out of because we're not engaging as much. So Zaha, I want to ask you. I mean, you and Judith have seen kind of, you know, people bring in laws where now it's like you have to, right? How much in your opinion has that actually influenced females, and I'll actually say black females, getting into the game? Has there been an improvement? Do you think there's going to be an improvement?
I think it's an indictment that it even has to be legislated.
That's right.
Because it actually reflects people's reluctance to change.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, gender diversity enriches what comes out.
Right. All diversity, right?
Exactly. But specifically in these cases.
I just said all lives matter. Ask forgive me.
No, but it's really important because you can't exactly make a fruit salad with one fruit, can you?
That's right.
So what you're bringing into the room is diversity of views, of thought, of angles, of feelings, of life experiences, and all of that enriches the work that comes out.
Yeah.
So for anybody who says women have to go on maternity leave, I'm like, in the same way that men have to play golf.
Boom.
You know, like mindless, senseless. How important is that?
I told you guys. I told you. I told you we're gonna get you. So outside of it being legislation, right?
Yeah.
Are there? Do you think then that things like mentorship, right? Do you think that there's enough of it out there in order to encourage young women to get into advertising, in order to encourage young black women to understand that they actually have a place in the ad game?
I think for those of us who are dinosaurs, we should be encouraged to give more of our time.
That's
But it's a give and take, right?
That's right.
So young black women, please don't think of advertising as client service because that's where we see
the
flat.
That is so important.
It really, really is important.
That is so important.
There are so many other avenues you can go in the game. So pitch yourselves at a higher level and play to the highest version of yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's possible and it's doable. But surround yourself with people who've walked that path.
Yeah.
Because we'll tell you that there's no point in you yelling on the first day.
Yeah.
This place is racist.
Yeah.
You know, excellence is the best revenge. Exactly. Just let your work do the talking and people can't ignore you after that.
Yeah. That is so dope. And Judith, I mean, you in your agency have what are you guys doing in order to kind of go, guys, please, you've looked around, you know, it's just a bunch of black guys, white guys, and two or three black women, right? And especially when you make the point about client service, right? How are you guys encouraging more young black women to get into your agency?
I mean, I think currently at our agency, there's actually nothing that I could say that this is what we're doing. But I do personally think that this shouldn't be an agency thing.
Right.
Like, as Mina, black female, and also this happened, like, so when I was freelancing and I'd work in different places, there's lots of things that I've always wanted to do and I want to do. And I think what needs to happen is people like me who have been there in a long time, all these people,
yeah.
And people, actually, because 5 years is actually quite a lot of experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once I'm in advertising for 5 years, I knew a lot. Like but what I'm saying is, it's not about, because once you start saying, what is the agency doing?
That's
you're expecting
right.
somebody else to do it for
you. I hear you.
I think, you know, that's my biggest challenge. But at the same time, I have friends where we're making plans or whatever, but there's nothing concrete that we're actually doing. And I think the change will happen when Tina, as abantu bamnyama, stop looking at these boundaries of ngoba usebenza FCP, therefore I can't do FCP is not doing anything, then nothing can happen.
Yeah.
Because you blame me FCP at the
that's
end of the
right.
day for
yeah.
a problem that you have. So if I
that
have
so
it as
real.
A problem, then I must get up and I must do it. And I must do it by what? There's other women that are doing it. City guys, let's meet. We can go on Saturdays, do courses, do whatever.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping us for looking outside our solutions, because then all you're doing is just passing the buck. And
that
I think
so
me, Nagimi, instead of me pointing fingers at what other people are doing, it's more important for me to reflect about me now, what am I doing as an individual? And currently, as we speak, I'm doing nothing, because I suppose at the moment I went back even to full time because I'm chasing a paycheck. But I'm hoping I will grow into an individual, whether
can
now time permitting, space permitting. I'm hoping that the concerns that I have, I will grow into an individual that actually does something about
that. Is so dope. That is so dope. And I'm with that entirely. And I think, you know, I want to ask you, ladies, Khabiseng and Mukundi as well. Like, so when you guys got into advertising as young black women, right? What do you look back at and you go, if I had the chance to do that all over again, what would you change in order to make, I want to say, make your path or to make your path slightly easier, or to make sure that people like yourselves are heard, and to make sure that other girls go, yeah, I look up to those ladies. What would you have changed from when you started?
It's a tough question, because I mean, there's a number of things, but I'll tell you the first two that come to mind. One is, I wish that there had been someone to give me a talk about how to stand up for yourself in a salary negotiation.
That's what's up.
It's a very real issue. I think as women, we have the tendency to feel small or make ourselves small in discussions around money.
Right.
And then it becomes amplified by the fact that you're a black woman, and then there are all these people that are not like yourself in this environment. And that makes you feel a little bit insecure and like you maybe don't deserve the money. You know, creativity is also weird. It's not like I'm going to churn out a bunch of invoices.
Yeah.
And then I have 10 invoices, now you owe me 8,000 rands.
That's right.
You know, that's not how it works. It's hard to quantify and say, am I good enough for X amount of money, for starters? And how am I going to say it so that I don't get called arrogant and aloof and entitled?
Sure.
So that's one thing
that
I
is
wish
so dope.
I had advice on.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think it works with hand in hand with what Zah was saying as well. It's to do with encouraging one another. So I think for starters, we have to be there in the creative field as black women, so that we can give other black women permission to be there as well. I mean, if you walk into the creative field and you don't know what a successful creative career looks like at
then
the
you
pinnacle,
have nothing to,
you have
right.
nothing to look up to, or
that's
to compare
right.
yourself to, or see I'm going to model after that, or
yeah.
I'm going to shoot higher than that. So if there are other creative women that are there supporting the creative women that come in, then I think we'll get like a better environment for people to want to stay in, because the problem is people leaving as well.
Wow. That is amazing. Mukundi, have you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, also starting off, I wish we were like more confident in who we were, in terms of not trying to be one of the boys.
That's right.
And not like just accepting whatever goes and standing our ground. But I think we got around to that later on at a stage. Yeah, at first we were like trying to please everybody. Trying to like do what we
think. Everyone was doing.
Just to get to the top.
That reminds me, actually, we were talking about how it's so helpful. I mean, it's a diversity thing again, back to Zara's fruit salad analogy. But being one of the boys or modeling yourself into this other thing that you're not really, that takes away from the diversity of the entire place, instead of bringing your own insights and your own flavor to the party. So I think confidence is a big thing. Like, if you come in as yourself, you've got a big role to play as yourself. So I think we should do more to tell young creatives.
That is so amazing. Guys, like, and I say this every single week, the hour flies by. It's gone. It's gone. We have not. I honestly, the hour is gone. But I think you know, Gareth's working around outside. I hope he hears me, and the powers that be will give me a 2 hour show one day when I'm big. You know, for these reasons exactly. But thank you so much, guys, for coming to hang out. I think I feel like, you know, there's a bigger conversation to be had, and to be had consistently and constantly. It can't be one of those things that, like, wait for a women's month or wait for my mother's birthday, you know, for us to come
happy. Happy birthday, Ma.
You should sing to her.
Marma
Wauka, Marma. We can sing to her.
No. Thank you. There it is, Mom. See, I do stuff. But I think that it's an important conversation that we should constantly be having. And I'm very happy that I was a part of starting what I think is going to be an ongoing conversation. I'll keep talking about the one day we're gonna have like a big round table. I'll convince Gareth at some point that we should have a round table and actually thresh some of these issues out, because we speak about the same stuff. You know, like the concept of mentorship keeps coming up. The concept of just making sure that we are all right keeps coming up, and we'll do it. So thank you so much, ladies, for coming to hang out. So you guys out there, thanks for hanging out. The crazy tweets about being wretched. But at the same time, I mean, I think thank you so much for hanging out and get the podcast. We didn't swear. The ladies didn't swear at all, actually. I was the only one who was there. So ladies didn't swear. So you can download the podcast. You can pay it for your moms. And like I always say, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having tequila. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.